name, Father. Joe and David and Bump have brought such a beautiful thing into the conference this week. We love them so much, and we value their gentle and gracious input to our lives. So we thank you for the gifting you've given them, Lord, and we do pray for their child, for safe delivery for Joe and the wee one. And we do pray that their family life will be as rich as any Christian family life could ever be, and that you will be glorified in them. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's really special. The more you give away, the more you get back. So we're going to have a time of worship. Oh, what's that? Agnes.
Shall we do that? Let's just pray for folks who've been here for the first time. And if you've been here for the first time, would you just put your hand up, please? Right. Oh, goodness. That's great. That's wonderful. Let's just pray for all these lovely saints who have blessed us, because there isn't a single person here who hasn't integrated in the week. We've been a blessing to each other, and it's not been difficult. Eh? So let's just pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for adding graciously to our number. We are so grateful, Father, that we've got brothers and sisters here and some little children for the very first time. Father, many of us can remember our first time and the certain measure of apprehension with which we came. But each time, Lord, has been more of an impact on our hearts than the time before. It just keeps getting better. And we give the praise and the glory to you, and we pray for our new family members, Lord. That's how we see them. We pray for our new family members. Bind us together, Lord, and let the glory be yours as brothers and sisters dwell together in unity. Maintain our unity for us, Father, and help us to strive to maintain what you have given us in the days to come, that the glory may be yours and that we may lose nothing of what you accomplished here this week. In Jesus' name.
Our gracious Father, we lift these two lovely ladies up to you. Father, they are anointed by you, and they bless me. I'm sure they bless other people as well. But Father, as they dance and as they teach other people, but Father, we just see your Holy Spirit flowing through them and flowing out of them, because they just radiate the name of Jesus. So, Father, wherever they travel, I know they often travel to other parts of the world. And, Father, I pray you give them journey and mercies. Be with them wherever they go. And bless the people they meet as they blessed us here. Thank you, Father. Amen.
I couldn't see the screen from where I was when they were dancing. But David, can you say what you were telling me about?
Oh yeah, just very briefly. So I spotted Ginny on one of the pictures when they were in Israel. And what was so lovely, I don't know how many other people saw it, was the amount of Israelis who, correct me if I'm wrong, seem to be joining in with you. And what a blessing that is. What a ministry these two ladies have got. They're such a blessing to us. So thank you.
Just a word from the Lord.
I think you just need to weigh this. I sat here, and dear Jose's chair started edging backwards. And I thought, ah, this is interesting. The space is confined as it is. Then it started moving backwards again. And I thought, at some stage, I'm going to have to say to Jose, can you move forward? But at this point, Sarah's chair started moving backwards as well. question is, what was I seeing? Well, I know the reality of that. I've just told you that. But I felt in my spirit that what was revealed to me for you to weigh was this few words. This day we move forward. And I just leave those words with you. It's as simple as that. This day we move forward. This ministry is moving forward. This day, Steve, we move forward. Yeah, and you might even be dancing, Steve. But I'll leave that with you to weigh. But that's what I felt that picture was just showing to me.
I think that's really from the Lord. Do you want to say?
I've just been handed this marvellous drawing. It says, sorry, you have turned for me my mourning into dancing and clothed me with gladness. And that's from Psalm 30, verse 11. And it's joy.
Thank you. I really feel that was a word from the Lord. And I would really like you to pray that over us. Because we've not been this way before. And boy, do we need the Lord to help us in this.
Our gracious God, and how gracious you are to each one of us. Your grace and your mercy is extended to us every day. How amazing is that? And you speak to your people, and sometimes you speak and yet we don't hear. You show us things and yet we don't see. Forgive us, Lord. But we believe that the word that you have brought is a word from you. Sometimes we might say, well, this day we stay still. But I believe the word is this day we move forward. We stand with those who are in authority. We don't send them out so they get so far ahead of us that there's no communication. We move forward with them. We move forward with those that you have raised up by the power of God. We stand with them. But each of us come under the covering of the blood of our Saviour Jesus. And we seek to move where that covering takes us. It may take us to the left, to the right, straight on, we don't know. But we don't stay where we are. This day we move forward, and we move forward in the anointing and the covering of the blood of our precious Saviour Jesus, so that we can bring honour and glory, Father, to your name. Amen.
As we were praying, I just felt, as you say, we moved together, but the Lord just reminded me to remember the disabled, the elderly, those with young, as the Israelites moved forward, they had to remember that they had women with young children. They had elderly people. They had, so that when we do move forward, we move forward together, and we all think about those around us who are weaker and who need our strength and our help. So I just thought that.
One of the things on my heart is I've never seen a disabled worship leader. Why is that? I don't tend to see elderly worship leaders. Why is that? There you are, you just disprove me. But thanks for that. No. Yeah, I want to see it. And this rule where if you're disabled or over the age of 50, whatever, that you shouldn't be doing stuff in church, in leadership, it's a load of rubbish. That's not from God. That's robbing the inheritance. So we don't believe in that rubbish here. So if we get a disabled worship leader, I'll be really happy. Did you want to?
I didn't speak earlier. God's really been speaking to this week. One of the strongest things he said is where he speaks, Jesus is speaking and saying that he's a good shepherd and that his sheep hear him and his sheep know him and his sheep hear his voice. And just that very word of listen for the voice of the good shepherd. And that's going to stay with me. And I think that should stay with all of us. You know, we are foundations, but we listen to the voice of the shepherd. He comes first. And I just want to thank you. I haven't played my violin in a church situation for over 4 years because they don't believe that violins should be used in the church that I've been in. So I just thank you for the freedom of allowing me to worship God with the violin. And I thank you, Lord.
It was wonderful last night when you joined in the worship. And I felt just God just beaming from ear to ear and just delight in you playing. It was really lovely. So thank you for that. Oh, God, now I can't stop you.
I just wanted to say that as you prayed that word over us, moving forward, I saw in my mind's eye the image of the Roman army, all their shields interlocked, holding over their head. We used to call it the armadillo pattern. And in that posture, they moved forward. And it didn't matter what the enemy did. They were completely invincible because of the shields. And that's how I see us moving forward. Together under the Lord's protection. But we must keep the protection and we must keep together.
We had the armadillo and the shield in Scotland going round last year, and what I learned from it was there was a command, as one, and that was the command, as one. And I just feel God saying a couple of things about us being in unity as one, and the other thing is Foundations 8. My understanding is that 8 is new beginnings, and I just all that's been said already, I just felt God say, as one with new beginnings, we go forward. And there's a unity in the as one, because as you've rightly said, the shields have to be interlocked as one so the enemy cannot get in.
Thank you. That was really special, both of you.
This is a very sly way of making sure that none of us ever goes home. But I missed a good bit of the testimony time, sadly, because we were in another room. But I just wanted to say how deeply the Lord touched me when I saw the church going through the flames, Ginny and Rosie. That was very, very powerful. I mean, I spent the entire episode in liquid form. And it wasn't just an emotional experience. It was taking me back to 1982 when I started in ministry. And the Lord said to me, prepare my people for persecution. I shared that with you the other day. And when I saw that angelic protection, my heart just soared. Hallelujah. This is our God. Yeah. Huh?
Oh, go on.
I just want you to say that a big thanks to Norma. Because at Foundation 7, the Lord moved me to confide in Norma about my daughter Sarah's child, her first child. Now, Sarah was so frightened about this baby, and it turned out that Abigail, who has been born now, was very premature, and when she was first born, her daddy could hold her in his one hand like that, but she has thrived, and she's so well. And I give thanks for Foundation 7, and to God, and to Norma, that she prayed so faithfully for Sarah and for Abigail. Sarah is still not all that well. She's having to attend the doctor regularly because of it, but Abigail is thriving. I'm sure it'll be the same for you. Your baby will be really well. So I'm sure everybody here will pray for you. Give thanks to God.
Thank you for that. I'm trying. I'm trying to get there. But do you see what I mean about Norma? We love you, Norma. Okay, so we are going to do some worship now, and you're going to lead it. Who was at, who's it been at a conference before where we've done this sort of thing? So you know what I'm talking about. If you want to start a song, not your favourite song, but what God is really showing you is for now. And you have to start it though. And there's no words. So, or if there's scripture that you want to read out or prayer, let's just lead together. And before I give you the microphone, actually there won't be mics. If you would like prayer for healing, then if you just slip into this room here, and if I can ask the team to be ready to pray and oil, if you have it, to anoint, if you want healing. Okay.
Thank you.
So I'm going to ask Kayla to sing a blessing over us, and then we'll have one closing prayer, and then we'll share lunch. You can, Kayla, you use this one.
Yavarechecha Adonai vayishmerecha Yisa Adonai panav elecha vichuneka Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord will bless you and the Lord will keep you. He'll make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord will give you his shalom, his peace, his wholeness, his healing, nothing lacking, nothing missing. Amen.
Okay, closing prayer. Father, first of all, we just thank you for each and every person here. Each and every one is precious to you, and we're all precious to each other. Grant us safe journeys home, Lord. May your angels watch over us. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Saviour, be glory, majesty, power and authority, through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Have a lovely lunch. Thank you.